This is Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I'm here with Noah Rubin, who is going to be playing his first round at the Junior U.S. Open tomorrow. And Noah, thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem.
Are you excited?
I am. It's the U.S. Open.
How did it feel playing in the qualies of the main draw of the U.S. Open this year?
It was a great experience. I mean, I didn't know I was getting in until a couple of days before, and then I got it. And I knew I was going to play anybody inside the top 200 in the world, and I was ready for it. And it was a good match. I mean, I had my chances, but still a good match.
And what do you take from that match as you move into the main draw of the juniors?
Even though I lost the match, I still know I can play with anybody, definitely anybody in the world now. And I know that the juniors is a different level than the pros, but still everybody's good here, and I can get tough first round, and I have to play at my top level. But I know where I am, where I fall with these guys, so it's good to know now.
How does training for a professional match differ from training for a junior match?
Actually, nothing differs. I mean, I try to get out there no matter what and put my focus and effort into every single point, no matter if I'm playing at the U.S. Open or some sectional down the road. So I'm going to keep trying and put it all out there no matter what.
If you could give advice to junior tennis parents, what would that be?
Just make sure your kid's having fun. I mean, if he's not having fun, he shouldn't be out there anymore. Don't force him to do anything. Only if he says that he wants to be out there full time, then you can push him to work a little harder. But besides that, if he doesn't love it, he shouldn't be playing the sport.
Thank you for talking with me, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.